It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Colin Farrell has checked into a luxury $36,000 a month rehab center in the Arizona desert. The Meadows Clinic is popular, actually, among celebrities and has treated stars such as Tiger Woods, Elle McPherson, Kate Moss, Selena Gomez, and Kevin Spacey. A source close to the actress says Farrell came overwhelmed after doing three back-to-back films and started getting urges, I guess, to start using again. He decided to get professional help because he was about to go to a bad place. And I guess he's had 12 years of sobriety, but he wanted to check in just in case for a tune-up.
That's awesome how he went there, because you need to do that.
So he isn't drinking again. He just felt like he was about to.
Well, good for him, because he might have.
Yeah. Megyn Kelly revealed who the number one guest is she'd like to interview on her show.
But I would say number one, Harvey Weinstein. I think we would have a robust exchange. Yeah. It'd be good, don't you think?
Must-see TV.
Oh, would I like to talk to her?
Channing Tatum and Jenna Dewan announced their separation on Monday night after 8 years of marriage, but the split, I guess, was a long time coming. Sources say the Magic Mike actor already moved out earlier this year while Jenna remained in their family home. They also say that Channing's heavy drinking and flirting with other women led to the split. The sources added it became clear over the last year that they wanted different things and were no longer on the same path. Another source says that Jenna has struggled with the pace of Channing's career. She is troubled, I guess, by his success, and he was actually turning down jobs because of her, and then that was causing them to fight.
Oh, that's like us turning down a job, like an opportunity to go somewhere or do something big, and they're like, no.
Yeah, exactly. Cops rushed to the home of Austin Power star Vern Troyer after a friend dialed 911 to say he was drunk and suicidal. The actor was taken to the hospital after the call was made on Monday night. Doctors checked him for possible alcohol poisoning, and he was being held for 72 hours. The incident comes a year after Troyer checked into rehab to recover from alcohol abuse.
To be fair, though, with Vern Troyer, like, if he has any mouthwash, it's close to alcohol poisoning.
One of the biggest pet peeves that I have is just because I'm small, people think that they could come up to me and tap me on the head. I'm not a lap dog. I'm a person.
No, man, I hope he's doing better. I love Vern Troyer. Like, you don't hear about him doing bad things.
No. And you won't believe how many kids Kim Kardashian says that Kanye West wants to have.
I gotta live for a second. I mean, if it were up to my husband, we'd have, like, 7.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that.
Oh.
Jersey Shore star Ronnie Ortiz Magro is a dad. The reality star and girlfriend Jen Harley welcomed a daughter yesterday. Cardi B will make TV history after she was chosen to be the first ever co-host on NBC's The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. I am so excited because
my
favorite Jimmy Fallon interview of all time is the one with him and Cardi B. The rapper will appear as the musical guest on Monday, April 9th, as well as serving as the interviewer. It's the first time in the show's 64 years that The Tonight Show will feature a co-host. Cardi's debut album, Invasion of Privacy, will be released this Friday.
That'll be great.
And a man named Charles Kessler is suing the Duffer Brothers for ripping off his idea to make the show Stranger Things. Kessler created a short film in 2012 called Montauk, which deals with top secret government experiments, just like Stranger Things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he said he pitched the idea of turning the film into a series to the Duffer Brothers in 2014, but they actually said no. And then this guy says that the brothers used his script, idea, story, and film to make Stranger Things, which debuted in 2016. He claimed the show was even initially sold with the name of his short film, The Montauk Project. Kessler wants money and destruction of any materials that were used to rip off his concept.
Dude, no, if he has proof.
Yeah, then he's going to win a bunch of money.
That guy, never have to work again.
And Jay-Z was interviewed on My Next Guest Needs No Introduction with David Letterman on Netflix and talked about the moment his mom, Gloria Carter, came out as gay.
Imagine how to live your life with someone else, right? And you think you're protecting your kids. And for my mother to have to live as someone that she wasn't and hide and, like, protect her kids and didn't want to embarrass her kids and, you know, for all this time and for her to sit in front of me and tell me, I think I love someone. I mean, I really cried. That's a real story. Like, I cried because I was so happy for her that she was free.
And beauty vlogger James Charles, who made history as the first male CoverGirl spokesperson, was recently asked which star has been the rudest to him during one of his latest YouTube videos. And he said Ariana Grande. So
ooh.
I guess he attended one of her concerts in LA and posted a bunch of videos to social media. James said that Ari DM'd him after the show and thanked him for coming and even told him he would have loved to have had. She told him that she would have loved to have had him backstage if she knew that he was there. And I don't know what happened, but I guess her fans weren't happy that she was associating with him. So he soon noticed that she unfollowed him. So he messaged her back and said, hey, did I do something wrong? And then I guess she said, hey, babe, I just saw a lot of angry tweets from my fans. I would never want to disappoint them, so I unfollowed. He said, I sent back a strong worded message to her and was like, yeah, you have 100 million fans and it's really disappointing that you'd stoop to the level of listening to people bullying me just to appease them, but okay. So Hollywood Life, that covered this story, pointed out that he was at the center at the time. I don't know if you remember this, but like he made an Ebola joke on his way to Africa or something like that.
Tweeted it, and then
like he got in a lot of trouble. So that's when that was going on. So that might be why some of Ariana's fans had a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say this: Ariana has a huge history of being a diva.
Remember
being
licking
rude,
the donut?
Licking the donut. Julian Rancic, who never talks bad about any celebrity, said that Ariana Grande was rude to her on the red carpet. And my old boss, now this is alleged, but says he was in an elevator with her after a meet and greet. And as soon as the doors to the elevator closed where she was meeting all of her fans, told me that she said, "I hope they all die."
Okay,
so
wow.
That's huge, and that's an alleged story.
Never knew that.
Super sick stuff. So I'm just saying there, and you know, remember when somebody like said that like she required people to like carry her around everywhere? There's been so many stories about her being a terrible
person. I would do that
though.
If I was a celebrity, I'd be a lot of people to pick me up, but I would do that. I don't think that's outrageous.
A lot of stories about her being a horrible person. So that is the garbage.
Thank you, Alex. Check it out, radionowindy.com. Click on the Joe and Alex Show. Also on our Instagram story, follow us there. Help us get to 10,000 followers today, Joe and Alex Show.